What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. Happy Thirsty Thursday, everyone. What a great night in the NBA last night. Just saw dogs absolutely crush it. Almost pretty much every game we talked about on the podcast came through yesterday. So it's a great start to the NBA. We saw our inflated line system cash, divisional unders that fall cash, just dogs in general, sharp moves, a couple late games to the Suns. You know you're hot when the Suns and the Denver Nuggets, the line, you take them as a dog and the line almost, you know, shifts from dog to favorite. So great night in the NBA. We will talk three more NBA games tonight. So get strapped up, strapped in. We also have a big Thursday night football. So we have the Redskins and the Vikings. We also have a college football game we'll hit on. That is your SMU-Houston game. We're also going to talk a little NHL. Actually, I have a really stacked NHL slate, and I don't want our hot streak here, good night in the NBA, to make us forget about NHL, because NHL has been great to us too. So seeing a lot of sharp spots in the NHL. Then we'll wrap it up a little bit with a few look-ahead spots for this weekend. I've been doing a lot of college football breakdowns and research and matchups throughout the week, but really today I did a little bit even more this morning. So what I do is I have a rundown of a bunch of games that catch my eye. I have a list of, you know, like 50 different plays, and then each day I kind of whittle it down. I try to get lower and lower. You know, I go through all my numbers, my systems, see how line movement is going. I consult with my sources, my trusted sources, and basically I try to whittle that down to, you know, 50 plays on a Monday, down to 40 on a Tuesday, 30, 20, 10, you know, just get it down and down and just only select our best spots. So I have, I think I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 8 or 9 plays here I want to hit on with you guys that I'm seeing some sharp action on. Without further ado, big Thursday, guys. Once again, as always, thank you for tuning in. Couple things I want to hit on real quick. Make sure, just housekeeping, make sure you get on Twitter. You follow at VSiN Live. You follow me at Josh_Insights. I love you guys tweeting me about all your wins last night. That was awesome in the NBA. Just a great start overall. But also make sure that you sign up for the newsletter, VSiN.com/newsletter. And also, we do have a good promotion right now, great promotion. You can get our NBA betting guide, our point spread weekly betting guide. That's only $9.99. Or we have a really great promo here where you get an all-access subscription now until the Super Bowl. I'm calling it now. It's going to be 49ers-Pats. So from now until Jimmy G and TB12 meet up, it's $99. You get access to everything, our live streams, all the replays, all the Point Spread Weekly magazines, all the betting guides. We're going to have a really good college basketball betting guide. My guy Greg Peterson is working on. And don't you guys worry. I'm just as tied into college hoops as I am any other sport, so I can't wait for college hoops to get back. But then you'll get our bowl game guide as well. So you can go to VSiN.com/subscribe, get that there. And then the other thing I want to hit on, guys, so I want to start here with a little NBA. But, you know, one thing I always want to keep in mind, especially if you have a great night last night, we're going to do a little recap. But basically, if you have a really good night, like last night, you know, I think I went 7-0. I put some people in 8-0, 10-1. Just, I think, almost every sharp spot that we isolated came through, which is amazing. Now, I just want to, I don't want to throw cold water on anything. I just want you guys to keep in mind that, you know, those nights happen. They're fantastic. They're awesome. And we put in hard work, and we get the rewards when teams come through for us. But I don't want us to get cocky. I don't want us to think the NBA is super easy. I do love the NBA. I think there's such great value in the NBA, and I want everyone to be excited about NBA. I just don't want people to maybe think, okay, you know, we killed it game one. Every game is going to be this, every day is going to be this easy the rest of the way. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. It's a fantastic start. I just don't want people to, you know, start to, you know, just get loosey-goosey and bet a ton of games just because you won a lot of money. I don't want to see you guys stray, you know, get away from your bankroll management. You always got to be disciplined, flat betting. I tweeted this yesterday, basically a couple screenshots from my book, my chapter on bet to risk versus bet to win. So, you know, there's ups, there's downs. We are grinders, grinders with blinders, GWB. That's one of my, me and my old guys at Sports Insights, we kind of coined that phrase, but it really speaks to who we are. So it's awesome to have a great night. Don't get cocky. Don't start to just bet just for the hell of it. Stick to your bankroll management and just keep grinding. So I think that's just my one word of advice today. Always the key with me with betting, you got to stay even keeled. When you're doing really well, you can't get too high. When you're doing poorly and you're in a cold streak, you can't get too low. Hot streaks happen, cold streaks happen, but when you are consistently doing what we're doing, when you're tied into the market, when you're reading line movement, when you're being contrarian, being with the sharps, you know, with the house, with the pros, against the betting public who bets based on gut instinct and bias, you're strict and, you know, disciplined with your bankroll management, you shop for the best line, you guys know the drill by now, but that's the key. If we can consistently do that, which I am very confident that we can, that's how we're going to win over the long term. So just keep that in mind. But yeah, quick recap, guys. I mean, yesterday was unbelievable. I don't want to, you know, I was like, you know, I don't want to get you down or anything, just saying, you know, don't get too cocky. But man, it is okay to take a second to say, wow, that was pretty awesome last night. So just a quick rundown, guys. You're going to love this, so sit back. I'm sure a lot of you, a lot of my guys and gals listened to the podcast, just cashed bigly last night. But if you take a look, what I call true dogs, went 7-2 against the spread. So the Pistons, that was your inflated line. They went +5 to +7.5. They won 119-110. Hornets, another inflated line. They went from +1.5 to +3.5. They won 126-125. The Cavs, hopefully got the hook there. Cavs cashed by the skinnier teeth. Lost by 9 to the Magic, but covered the 9.5. The T-Wolves, did anyone stay up late and sweat the T-Wolves? Man, I was tracking them. I was tracking online that box score, that live game cast, and it was unbelievable if you sweat that T-Wolves game. Kyrie went off, but the T-Wolves actually won by 1 in overtime. It was awesome. So 3.5, that was nice. The Knicks covered by the skin of their teeth, +10.5. They lost by 10. The Wizards, Wizards were a nice spot. I didn't take the Wizards. I didn't see a ton on them, but they cashed as well. And the Thunder cashed also. So really even games that we didn't really lean heavily on cashed anyway. So great night if you took any of those. The other two that I really, really loved were the Suns and the Nuggets. Those are two late night games. We talked about how the Suns were contrarian with a line freeze +2.5 down to like 2, even reverse line move. And I think the NBA betting markets are listening to the VSiN Market Insights podcast because right after we posted that podcast yesterday, Suns went to -1 or, you know, plus one, minus one, or a pick 'em. And they end up blowing out the Kings 124-95. So Suns, baby! And Nuggets, Blazers, another spot there where Blazers open minus two. I think at the podcast we talked about taking Nuggets plus 1.5 or plus two. Line completely flipped to minus 1.5. I also had some people say to me, you know, do you still like the play if it moves that much? You know, Suns go from plus two to plus one or pick 'em. You know, Nuggets go from plus two to minus 1.5. That makes me like a play even more because not only are we on the sharp side, but we're crushing the closing number. So even no matter what happens, you know, if you take the Nuggets yesterday plus two, plus 1.5, they close at minus 1.5 and say they get blown out by the Blazers. That's still a really sharp, great bet there because you're beating the closing line. And if you're consistently beating the closing line, you know, the way I look at it is luck comes and goes. Sometimes luck is on your side. Sometimes luck is against you. Sometimes you get a great backdoor cover. Sometimes you have an epic, brutal, terrible, awful, bad beat. But if you're consistently beating the closing line, you're reading the market, you're sharp, you're betting against the public, you're being data-driven, you're taking away all, you know, bias, and you're just betting based on numbers, then that's what's going to sustain you over the long run. So, long story short, that made me like the Suns and the Nuggets even more based on that line movement. Also, a couple unders were able to cash that we talked about, those divisional unders that fall at least 1 point. Had a couple of really nice hits with those. Celtics 76ers, fell from like 217 to 214, 215, something like that. But that one cruised easily. And then if you also talk about, what was the other one? Nuggets, Blazers, same thing, 219.5, went down to 217, and that one cashed pretty easily as well. So both of those were pretty nice. And another one I didn't even really lean too much on was Thunder Jazz. That one fell also and was able to cash. So all in all, just an incredible night in the NBA, guys. So get excited, get pumped, get jacked. Don't get too overboard here, but it's just great to see everyone cash, so let's try to keep it going here. So let's talk about our plays for tonight. I want to start with NBA, then we're going to flip over to Thursday Night Football, and then we're going to do some NHL, and we'll do some college. So first off, NBA. We got three games tonight, guys. Now, I want to be selective here. You know, I think one of the worst things you can do, kind of like I was talking about, is you have a great night and you give it back the next day just because you got, you know, you want that thrill of NBA to, you know, keep riding that that hot streak. Only three games here, and I do have a couple spots that I really like. So the three games are Hawks Pistons. That's a 7 o'clock game. Bucks Rockets is at 8, and Clippers Warriors is at 10:30. Now, first one I didn't get down on. You know, I didn't see a ton there. Hawks, Pistons. You know, Pistons did play last night. Technically, Hawks are rested. The Pistons opened as a 1.5-point home favorite. Lean a little bit there to the Hawks just in terms of, you know, they're a little bit contrarian. Line really hasn't moved at all. But I'm laying off, and you actually did get down to 1 at one point. You know, gun to the head, I think Hawks are the play just in terms of kind of liability, but they're really not a very lopsided game. And what I like to look for is on nights when there's only like, you know, a handful of NBA games, three or four, or, you know, a low amount, I really want to go contrarian because, you know, public's got nowhere else to go. And really, if these games are close to 50-50, like Pistons are only getting a little more than half the bets. It's kind of down the middle here because you got to remember, you know, Hawks are young and Trae Young and they got all these draft picks and, you know, they do have rest here, but then Pistons had a great win last night and now they're at home. So travel and stuff like that would benefit the Hawks. Don't see a ton there, but just kind of based on liability, looks like a little bit with the Hawks plus 1.5. But again, I'm trying to be selective here, so not enough of an edge for me to get down on it. Game I love though, Bucks Rockets. Two really sharp plays here. Two really good teams going head to head. It's going to be a primetime game. It's going to be the most heavily bet game of the night, at least for a little bit until Clippers Warriors overtakes it. But I think you're seeing some good value here, both on the spread and the total. This open at Rockets, a two-point home favorite. And even though you're getting, you know, almost a little less than two-thirds of bets on the Rockets, you know, they got Russell Westbrook, they got Harden, you know, they're a flashy team. Public wants to bet them, especially at home. I think it's an undervalued spot to back the Bucks. Again, it's not as crazy contrarian, but you did see this line fall from Rockets minus two down to minus 1.5. So if you can get Bucks at plus two, did see some sharps hit Bucks at plus two. Across the market. So I like that play. I may end up making that play. I want to see that line, you know, fall a little bit more. Hopefully you can jump on the two. I think some books are still at two, so shop for the best line. But Bucks plus two has some value. They'll be contrarian in a really heavily bet game, obviously, and you do have some good line movement there. Now, the play I really like is the under in this one. It opened at 231.5, really, really high total. And it's not a division under that drop system, you know, that we love. But you do have public betting on the over, but smart money's on the under. The total fell 231.5 down to 230. So if you can get a book that is, 230.5, a little hook on the 230, I think it's a sharp under there. And also, I was looking up in my BetLab systems, just historical data. When you see a non-conference game when the total is 230 or higher, the under is 57.4%, about a 12% ROI, 15 units won since 2005. So did see a bunch of sharp action come in on the under. Sharps hit it 231.5, even 230. So I like that under. I like how you think Bucks, Rockets, they got to be really high-scoring teams. That's a high total. You know, books are going to jack that up, shade that to the over. So I think it's a under-the-radar under spot. Also, referees benefit the under. Tom Washington is plus 10 units to the under. Matt Boland is really good to the under, 54.1%, plus 31 units to the under. So a couple under refs, public over, sharp money under, total fell. Like that Bucks-Rockets under play. Now, my favorite play of the night. You're picking one game to bet on. I'm making it Clippers-Warriors. This game reminds me of a carbon copy of that awesome opening night spot we cashed with the Clippers, but now it's reversed. Now the Warriors are in the Clippers spot, and the Clippers are now in the Lakers spot. So I'm buying low on the Warriors here. This is your most heavily bet game of the night. It's a 10:30 game, so it means it's going to be extremely heavily bet. Again, only three. You got to always look at the schedule, guys. You know, when you have a lot of games, you know, you got to be more selective because public is all over the place. When you only have three games, public's going to load up heavy on these spots, so contrarian value really gets, you know, skyrockets here because there's nowhere else to go. But Warriors in a really undervalued spot. It opened at Clippers -1 road favorite, and you have 8 out of 10 bets laying the points there. It actually opened -1.5 at some books, so around -1.5, -1. But heavy betting on the Clippers. This is the most lopsided game of the night. Clippers look great opening night. Public's really down on the Warriors, which I think makes them really undervalued. You know, public sees the Clippers, they beat the Lakers, they look great. Kawhi, you know, they don't have him yet, but they're going to get Paul George back. They say it's a super low spread. How can they not cover? And people are really down on the Warriors. You know, Klay Thompson's hurt. They brought in D'Angelo Russell. They got a lot of young guys, but I still think this is a really sharp spot for the Warriors. They're at home. You know, they're getting 2 out of 10 bets. The Warriors are never that contrarian. You're at home getting 2 out of 10 bets in a heavily bet game, and you've seen some really sharp line movement to the Warriors. You know, it opened at, you know, I think I said 1, but most books are actually 1.5, and now it's down to 1. At one point, it did touch 2 with that really heavy betting, but if you can get Warriors plus 1.5, you know, plus 2, plus 1.5, that's a really, really sharp play. Also, home dogs in game 1 are 63% since 2005, 2-1 so far. October dogs do really well early in the year. So really, really lopsided play. Super contrarian on the Warriors. If you can get Warriors plus 1.5 or better, I'm walking a tightrope here because I haven't bet it yet. I have a bunch of books available to me at 1.5, but I think maybe I might be able to get 2. But here's the key with live odds page, guys. The reason, you know, when I do the podcast and everything I do, you got to have a live odds page. Because it's in real time, it updates as soon as anything moves, and really the key here is jumping on good numbers. So what I do is, I got all my books lined up, you know, some of them are at 1, but most of them are at 1.5. If I see some of those sharp books start to fall to 1, and those 1.5s are starting to leave, then boom, I'll get down on whichever still has 1.5. So again, live odds is just critical. You want to be a serious sports bettor, the live odds page is your Bible. So yeah, sharpest play of the night, Warriors, go Dubs, super contrarian play. Maybe they win straight up, but grab 1.5 just in case they're down by 2 and Kawhi hits a 3 to win the game or something. But yeah, go Dubs, baby. I'll slip over to NFL. Tell you what, guys, I don't really like this NFL game tonight. I got stuff on both sides. I've been snake bit with my last couple primetime games. I had the Broncos last week. They got blown out. I had the Jets against my Pats. They get blown out. I'm still doing well with my Sunday plays, but just my prime, I'm in a freaking snake bit primetime spot. Now, that being said, here's what we're looking at tonight. Redskins against Minnesota Vikings. And what you're looking at first, you know, Redskins are terrible. They're 1-6. Vikings are playing really well. They're 5-2. Redskins are pretty much tanking. They fired their coach. They have the third worst record in the NFL. They're going for a high draft pick. They got rid of Gruden. Now they have Bill Callahan. And all that being said, the Skins did cover plus 10, one of the most miraculous covers ever in that monsoon plus 10. They lost 9-0 to the 49ers. But Minnesota, they're riding a three-game win streak. They've really crushed it their last three games against the Lions, Eagles, Giants. They've outscored them 108-60. They covered all three spots. I like to look at point differential. You know, Redskins are minus 86 on the year. Vikings are plus 69. Robbie Gronkowski, he likes that number, plus 69. But basically, you have this game opening at Minnesota, 16-point favorite. Around two-thirds of bets are laying that number with Minnesota. The line's gotten up to 16.5 or 17. Now, basically, Washington would have contrarian value. You know, they're a road dog. They're getting a ton of points. You're getting a little bit of inflated line, although to me, inflated lines, NFL, you know, they're not on par with NBA, especially when you're not that lopsided. So if this was like 80% on Minnesota, then that would mean more to me. The fact that it's a little less than two-thirds tells me it's not crazy lopsided, which actually kind of makes you lean a little bit more to Minnesota. Now, I'm split on this game. The line move went to Minnesota. You know, Washington is contrarian, getting big points. However, you know, I haven't really seen a ton of big sharp plays on Washington. This line has kind of continued to drift, and on game day, you know, it's gone from 16.5 up to 17. So you're handing out more points to Washington. Books are almost tempting you to take Washington. You want to take Washington, I totally get it. You know, they're contrarian, heavily bet game. Now, the reason why I'm not sold on either of these sides, I know it's not a sexy answer, but I think I'm laying off this game, guys, especially when you're doing well. There's nothing wrong with laying off. But if you want to sweat Minnesota, here are the reasons why I lean a little bit to Minnesota. Do I like laying these numbers? Absolutely not. Do I like being on the public side? Absolutely not. But a couple of good trends to Minnesota. If you look at Thursday night home favorites, they're 71-47 against the spread since 2003, 60% ATS. So home favorites, Thursday night short week, they crush it. Now you might be saying to yourself, okay, but what about a huge spread? You know, are these favorites covering when they're, you know, minus 3, minus 6, minus 7? It's actually that the bigger favorites are even better. So if you look at Thursday night favorites who are minus 13 or more, they've gone 8-1 ATS. So it's kind of crazy. Even though the line gets bigger, these Thursday night favorites have continued to cover. So we saw this happen last week. 2 weeks ago, Patriots, Giants. Patriots were a minus 16.5. It's almost the exact spot. Minus 16.5 at home against the Giants, and they won and they covered, even though Giants kind of hung tough there. So I don't like this play either way, guys. Again, I think I'm laying off. I like Washington contrarian value, but Thursday night is big to home favorites, especially home favorites laying big points. Line did move to Minnesota. My one suggestion would be you want to play this game, just at least try to get the best number. If you're going to bet Washington, try to get 17. I don't think it'll go to 17.5. Maybe it will, but it's really gone up a ton anyway. You know, if you're going to bet Minnesota, at least try to get minus 16.5. Now, if you do want to sweat a play that may be a little sharper, it's the over. So the total opened at, depending on where you're looking at, around 41. It's about even betting on the total. You know, public sees Minnesota, they're scoring a lot, but they got a good D, and Washington's coming off of, they got shut out. They haven't scored at all. Cousins actually playing really well. It's a revenge game, too, so that's kind of an angle, revenge to Minnesota there. You know, Cousins going to want to light it up, which would kind of like it a little bit more than Minnesota. But the total, the over is getting some smart money. Open at 41. It's been bet up to 42. We have seen some sharps hit the over 41. The other thing here, game's going to be played in the dome. Domes are good to the over because they're just, you know, perfect conditions, and it's a slick track, so it's a benefit to the offense. So little there to the over. If you're dying to sweat a game, I don't think the over is a bad play at all. The other key here is, you know, 42 is kind of a key number. 42.5. 42.5. You want to be on the under. You know, just in a vacuum. I actually see some books at 42.5, which is good. So to the over. So again, gross game. I think I'm laying off the spread. I can make cases for both. I guess I lean a little Minnesota there just because of those trends to the home team. But I think the over is the sharpest play if you're looking at it. I'll flip over to a little college football. We got one big college football game tonight, guys. We have SMU against Houston. This is kind of a sneaky big game. SMU, if you haven't heard about SMU, man, they are killing it. SMU is 7-0. They're ranked 16th overall. They're 6-1 ATS. They cover every time. This is a American Athletic Conference game. Mustangs are just awesome on offense. They're averaging 44 points a game. They're averaging 520 total yards. So they really move the ball. Houston, they're 3-4. They're unranked, and they've just had a lot of bad stuff swirling around their program. De'Arik King and their star receiver, both redshirted. If you do a deep dive on Twitter, one of their players blasted one of the head coaches or the head coach. And actually, Houston was a 21.5 point favorite last week against UConn, and they only won 24-17. Thank God, because I had UConn plus the points. That was a nice one. But yeah, kind of just two teams trending in different directions. Now, this game opened SMU -12.5 or -13. 3 out of 4 bets are laying the points with SMU. You know, can't blame them. They're, on paper, they're the much better team. This heavy betting moved SMU from -12.5, -13 up to -13.5. You know, it actually got up to -14.5 at one point. We've seen it come back down a little bit. Now, I think that you've seen sharps hit both sides of this game, so this isn't a clear-cut sharp play either way. Public is definitely on SMU no matter what. And you got to remember, sharps aren't stubborn. They're not going to lay off a bet just because public's on it. They don't care what the public's doing. You know, contrarian, I care just because I want to know which side has more value in terms of, you know, betting against the public value, contrarian value. But sharps don't care. You know, they don't even really look at the stuff we do. They're making their own plays, setting their own lines. And, you know, maybe they have SMU winning this game by 16. So they see -13 and they hammer it. Or maybe they see this game at 14 and they like it at, you know, -13.5. But once it gets up, they go the other way. That's kind of what we've seen here. Sharps hit SMU pretty much at anything below 14. So -12.5, -13, -13.5. Your latest moves did come on LSU today at the -13.5. However, when it got to 14 or even 14.5, you did see some buyback here on Houston. So if you want to sweat a good team, SMU is both a public and a sharp play at 13.5 or less. That should be pretty widely available across the market. You know, if it's at 14, 14 is a key number, 14 or 14.5, I think it's a value play Houston. But SMU, you know, laying points with a good team, I think there's some value to that. The other one I really like, though, is the under. Love the under in this game, guys. Heavy betting on the over. The over is actually 7-0 in SMU games this year. So obviously, when you're on an under, that's kind of you know, it's kind of worrisome. But the way I look at it is, you know, SMU the over 7-0. Any public bettor who's been betting SMU overs this year has won every single week. So as a result, this is a perfect spot for books to shade the lines to the over. You know, they know that public's been making money off SMU overs. They've been, you know, death taxes and SMU overs, cashing it every week. So as a result, they're going to flip it, and they're going to, you know, jack that total up, knowing that no matter if it's, you know, 60 or 65, public will still take the over. So therefore, you get good contrarian buy low value to the under. So I like the under here, guys. 2/3 of bets on the over. The total opened at around 66.5. It's actually fallen to 65.5. Some books are even at 65. I think the value here is 65.5. Try to get the hook on that number. As we're speaking, I'm seeing it fall a little bit. But again, shaded over. SMU, high scoring offense, keeps cashing these overs. But the thing I really like about here, you've heard me talk about it before, guys. Best kept secret, man, is college football Thursday night unders. It's simple. It's very simple. There's no added filters. It's not overfitted. Just literally, Thursday night college football games, take the under. They're 17-7 this year. They're 56% since 2005. $100 guy betting every Thursday night under since 2005 is up a little under $5,000. So again, short week. You know, offensively, you probably dumb it down for your players. Don't want to give them too much for the playbook. So I think Houston runs the ball too, so that's a benefit as well. But also conference unders, they're not killing it, but they're 116-107 this year. Again, conference teams, familiarity benefits the D usually. It leads to these lower scoring games. But the cherry on top is you have a windy under here, guys. This is at TDECU Stadium. I have no idea what that is, but it's Houston's home field. It's not going to be crazy hot. It's going to be around mid-70s, but the wind is blowing at 10, 11, 12, 13 miles an hour. So Windy under, seen Sharps hit the under, reverse line move to the under, public over, but total fell. And if you look at Windy unders that are basically the wind is blowing 10 miles an hour or more, they're 57-48 this year. That's a 54% win rate. And that's right at their historical average. Historically, you're looking at the under wind blowing 10 miles an hour or more, it's 54.1%. You have 1,100 wins and 932 losses, 6% ROI, you know, crazy units won, around 120 units won. So if you've been betting every college game when the wind is blowing 10 miles an hour or more, taking the under, since 05, $100 guy will be up $11,000 right now. So Windy under, conference under, Thursday night under, that's my favorite play here. Just kind of everything lining up. Try to get this under 65 and a half in that one. Now I just want to run through a few games here for college week number 9, and then we'll wrap up with a little NHL. I don't want to forget about NHL. I love NHL, but just going to fly through a couple of these with you guys that were seeing some sharp action. Reminder, tune into the Lombardi line Saturday morning with Patrick Maher, best host in the world, Michael Lombardi, sharpest XNO guys, and myself. I'll be there, as always, doing the sports betting reporting. But just a couple games that have caught my eye. Oklahoma, K-State. Total open at 58.5. It's down to 57.5. You've seen Sharps hit the under in that game. So that's really caught my eye. Another one I've seen a lot of sharp action on is Rice. They opened at Southern Miss, a 12.5 point road favorite. Line has fallen down to 9.5. So Sharps like Rice. It's kind of a crazy game, too, because, you know, Rice is 0-7. Southern Miss is 4-3. But Rice has played a good schedule, and they play a lot of good teams. So Rice getting 10 is another sharp spot. Good reverse line move play. You know, we love our Wyoming unders up in Laramie. My bucket list is one day to get up to Laramie in that beautiful spot. I did see Kanye and Kim Kardashian bought a ranch up in Wyoming. Maybe we'll pop bottles with Kanye and Kim. And sweat a little Wyoming under. But I like this under here, guys. Remember, look at Wyoming unders. It's just crazy wind up there. Total open at 45.5. It's down to 43.5. And it's just a crazy windy spot, like always. You're not reinventing the wheel here. The wind's going to be 20 miles an hour. Sharps fit the under. Pounded it. So it's down to 43.5. Still think there's some value there. Obviously, you wish you got a better number. But 43.5, that Wyoming under. Another one I was looking at was Ball State under, open at 63.5, it's down to 61.5. This is another windy play, around 12 miles an hour. It's going to be rainy and gross at Schumann Stadium, Ball State, and Sharps have been hitting that under, all the way down 63.5, down to 61.5. My UMass Minutemen, anyone want to sweat UMass? Connecticut against UMass. UMass is god-awful. They are 1-6, UConn is 1-6 as well. UMass is just terrible. But this game opened at Connecticut, a 9.5 point or 10 point road favorite. And I don't think Connecticut should be a 10 point favorite against anybody. And Sharps have really gotten down hard on UMass plus 10. If you can get 10.5, that's even better. So a gross game. But remember, gross games cash the exact same as Alabama. You know, Auburn, doesn't matter. Money's green. Arizona-Stanford, seen some sharp action on Stanford here, guys. This opened with Arizona as a 1-point road favorite, and Arizona's 4-3, Stanford's 3-4. Stanford's coming off that awful loss against UCLA. Do have a couple days of rest advantage here, and even though Public's on Arizona, line has moved to a pick'em or even Stanford -1 or, you know, -1.5. So sharp spot there to buy low on Stanford. The other plays I love, I tell you what, we're gonna have to make up some merch, some shirts for Georgia State, man. My Josh State. Josh State's been killing it for us this year, quietly. Love Georgia State again. They're playing at home against Troy, open at a pick'em, and it's moved to Georgia State -1.5 or -1. Again, love these low bet games because it's only sharps with an edge betting these numbers. So you've seen that line move to Georgia State. So really, really start sharp Georgia State play there. Also looks like a possible under, rainy, gross, 10 miles an hour. Total has fallen around 67.5, 68.5 down to 66, so that's notable. And then a couple other ones I was looking at. One was Missouri. This is kind of a contrarian fade the trendy dog play. Missouri's at Kentucky. They opened -9.5. They're up to -10.5. even though public is taking the points with Kentucky. So if you want to lay the points with Missouri, don't mind that at all. Another possible under, rainy and gross, about 15-mile-an-hour winds, totals fallen from 48 actually down to 44.5. Another one I was looking at was UCLA. UCLA coming off that big win against Stanford. Remember that insane line movement, guys? UCLA was 8 plus 8 down to plus 4. But I've seen sharps absolutely crush UCLA here. Arizona State's 5-2. UCLA's 2-5. But UCLA, this line open at Arizona State minus 3. Insanely heavy betting. You know, 8 out of 10 bets laying the points with Arizona State. Got that line up to 4. And every time it's been 4 or 3.5, sharps have hit UCLA. So grabbing the points UCLA, really sharp spot there as well. And then the last one I was looking at was Air Force against Utah State. Another really sharp under play here, guys. This opened at a total of 60. It's down to 58. And this total's just been getting crushed with smart money across the board. I like how this wind picks up throughout the night at Falcon Stadium. Starts at around 8 miles an hour and gets up to around 15 miles an hour. It's a late game, 10:15 p.m. game. But even though it's kind of under the radar, really, really sharp underplay there. So you get under 58.5. 58, that's a good spot too. I'm monitoring. The one game I'm really monitoring, obviously, is Notre Dame-Michigan. It's going to be your biggest game of the weekend, aside from LSU-Auburn. But Notre Dame-Michigan, this one's crazy. Open Michigan minus 2.5 is now flipped to Notre Dame minus 1. So I'm going to see if we can let that build up, and I'm going to see if I can get Michigan, you know, plus 1.5, plus 2 even, because that's going to be really heavily bet, contrarian, and that's going to be just a crazy inflated line. So keep an eye on that game as well. Now let's wrap it up with a little NHL, guys. Tell you what, are we having a good time or what? I'm so honored, and I love hosting this podcast with you guys. I literally get to just fly through games and talk about lines. It's what's better than this. But a few games I want to hit on. We have a huge slate tonight. We'll wrap it up here, but we got 10 games in the NHL. A couple games that have been catching my eye. Number one was Buffalo. Buffalo is a road favorite at the Rangers tonight. They're a non-conference road favorite as well. But road favorites, we've talked about that throughout, betting on NHL. It's a different sport. Can't really look at betting percentages. You know, it's a low bet sport, so you got to look at line movement. This isn't really a rest angle, but it's more of a sharp angle. Opened around minus 115 Sabres. Now they're up to minus 120. Obviously, they're great this year. I think it's a kind of a good number to buy low on a good team as a road favorite, a little undervalued. So Sabres catch my eye. Montreal Canadiens, even though I'm a Bruins fan and I hate the Canadiens, I'm rooting for the Habs tonight. Habs are at home against San Jose. Carey Price going up against Aaron Dell, San Jose's backup. But this game opened at Montreal, minus 119, home favorite. We love those road teams, but again, sharp action here. Montreal opened minus 119. They're all the way up to minus 130. And Montreal, seen some sharp action hit Montreal. And the other thing here is you do have a rest advantage. So Montreal, they last played on the 20th. They haven't played since Sunday. Sharks played on Tuesday. And that's kind of a rest. Montreal kind of waiting for San Jose to come to town. Also, Montreal lost their last game. So, sharp line move, rest advantage to the Habs. So, digging the Habs there. Let's see. Let's look at the Arizona Coyotes. Now, this one's interesting here. The Coyotes have some fantastic line movement. So, the Coyotes are on the road against the Islanders. They opened plus 103. Now they're down to minus 107. So you've seen that line fall from Islanders minus 125 down around minus 110. So big line move there to Arizona. Now if you want to lay off, the one thing is this is not a rest game at all. It actually, the rest benefits the Islanders. So the Coyotes last played on the 22nd. That was Tuesday. The Islanders didn't play until Saturday. So if you want to lay off, this might be a game you lay off of. But Arizona is getting some good movement there in their favor. And I have seen sharps hit Arizona, so that's one to keep an eye on. If you're looking for another play, I don't think that's a bad one. Carolina, CBJ. Carolina, good spot to sweat Carolina here, guys. This line opened, Carolina, a minus 117 road favorite. They're up to around minus 125. Carolina has a ton of rest. They haven't played since the 18th. They haven't played since Friday. So they literally have 6 days off. You know, 6 days between games. So super rested. Carolina's also coming off 2 losses. They have a great record. You know, they're 6-3. They're playing well, but big rest. And I like it when teams get, you know, a good team is coming off 2 losses and they have a lot of time off. They have to stew on that loss. So I think it's a good motivational factor. Columbus last played on the 21st, so you know, they've had 3 days off, but it's not, and they're coming off a win too. But still, good spot to sweat Carolina there. The other one I really liked was Philadelphia. I think Philadelphia is my favorite play tonight, guys. Really checking off all the boxes. Huge line move to Philadelphia. They're at Chicago, and Chicago just pisses me off. I had them against freaking Vegas Knights the other night. Fit everything I look for. They had a 1-0 lead late. Of course, the Knights score like, you know, a minute left, and they lose it, and freaking Knights win in a shootout. I lose Chicago. But just a huge line move here to Philadelphia, guys. Philadelphia opens around plus 105. They are now almost getting close to a favorite here. Game's at a pick 'em. So it's gone from Chicago minus 114 to Chicago around minus 106. So big move to Philly. Sharp's been hitting Philly pretty much all day. And Philly would have, in terms of rest, Philly does have a little bit of an advantage. They last played on the 21st, so Monday, and Chicago last played on the 22nd. That was Tuesday. So big move, bunch of sharp spots there, kind of that road dog to fave angle. So, yeah, those are the games that are catching my eye. So we got Buffalo, Sabres around minus 115, minus 120. We got Montreal Canadiens around minus 125. We got, Arizona I'm on the fence with, but I like Arizona based on that line movement. Carolina by low. Carolina around minus 120. And Philly, really sharp play. Philly, get Philly. It looks like the line's going to move further to Philly, but you may be able to get Philly around close to even money, minus 105. But I think that's it's a sharp play there regardless. That's all we have, guys. Man, big podcast today. As always, thank you for tuning in. I don't know where else. Is there any other podcast in the world that does what we do? I do not think so. Who else hits on literally every single sport and just as sharp as a tack? I think we're onto something awesome here, guys. So thank you as always for tuning in. Reminder, I'm always here to help. You can always email me, talk to me, ask me questions, give me feedback. You love the pod, you hate the pod. I want more of this, less of that, whatever it is. I'd love your feedback. You can email me, josh@vsin.com, V-S-I-N.com. And also, I get this a lot, but pretty much everything I talk about in the podcast, guys, it's in my book. So if you're interested in these angles and using it as kind of a playbook, a Bible, you know, learn a few tips, learn a few tricks. I had a sharp guy mention to me yesterday. He's like, you know, I thought your book was for beginners, but I learned a couple things. You know, I never really bet to risk, first bet to win, and just that one little thing helped him a lot. So there's a ton of nuggets like that in my book. If you're interested and you want to get it, it's on Amazon. It's at Barnes & Noble. You can find it on Amazon, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting by Josh Applebaum. If you have any square friends you want to help out and kind of teach them the fundamentals, if you recommend it to them, that would really make my day. So thank you all. But again, I'm always here for if you have any questions. So let's have a big night, Thirsty Thursday. We're back at it tomorrow. And I'll catch you at the window, guys. See you tomorrow.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Nikki Glaser Podcast.
Her roast of Tom Brady stole the show. Now she's talking about it on the latest episode of the Nikki Glaser Podcast.
I said, tell Tom Brady that I'm the Tom Brady of roasting.
Lots of people roasted the goat, but only Nikki is still being talked about.
Every time I refresh my DMs, it's 14 blue check marks of people I didn't even know who knew me are writing like paragraphs to me.
Hear that in all episodes of the Nikki Glaser Podcast on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search the Nikki Glaser Podcast to start listening.